Good morning, church. My name's John Hendricks. This is an Elder 5. Those of you who don't know what that is, so one time someone thought that we numbered all the elders, and then when that elder spoke, their number was listed. So I am not Elder number 5. This is supposed to be 5 minutes that I'm speaking to you. So that's the goal. Let's see what happens. So if you're new here, I'm John Hendricks. I'm a ruling elder. I've served 2 years. Every elder serves 2 years on the Grace and Peace session. And here at Grace and Peace, part of the Presbyterian form of government, the session is a group of men who've been nominated and elected by you, the congregation, to shepherd and lead and pray for the church, both the congregation and the pastors and the staff. So along with Tim and Mike, your pastors, myself, Mark Sandvig, Steve Wheeler, and Pete Watson, we're your leaders of the church. So that's what the session is, if you didn't know that. So I'd like to make a few announcements and update you on a couple items that the session has been working on for the past few weeks. So first of all, our pastor Tim LaCroix, who was called by the congregation almost 1 year ago, as per the Grace and Peace Constitution, we are required to do an evaluation of his first year and vote as a congregation to reaffirm his call. So the ruling elders, that's myself, Mark, Steve, and Pete, of the session, we're going to be in charge of this process, and we're going to be directly involved in leading us all through that together. So there's going to be more information about how this evaluation and vote will work, specifically in next week's Tucket. And we will announce the format and detailed schedule for that annual review at a called congregational meeting on Sunday, January 12th. So make sure you mark that down, and that'll be in the Tucket next week so you can remember that. Also, related to our pastoral staff, as many of you know, Pastor Mike has been with us for 2 years, appointed annually by the session as an assistant pastor. And his second annual appointment is about to end. As you also know very well, Mike has done a tremendous job here. He's led us extremely well in worship, in pastoral care, in preaching. And most importantly, Mike has been a critical link for us of continuity during some really hard transition from Kurt to Thurman, Kurt's death, and now to Tim. So the session, along with the full support of Pastor Tim, would like to announce our unanimous desire to put Mike forward to the congregation with a promotion, with the hopes to call him as our associate pastor. So yes, please, that's enough, thank you. Don't give him too much. The process for this will be outlined in detail in the Tucket next week. Now, per our constitution, in order to call a pastor, we do need to appoint an examination committee. So our congregational meeting on January 12th, we will outline both the senior pastor evaluation process, and we'll also be asking the congregation to vote to approve an examination committee to meet with Mike and then bring him before the congregation for an interview and to call him with a vote. Now, for this particular examination committee, the session feels it's wise to approve the session as the examination committee for Pastor Mike. Now, there's a few reasons why. We already know Mike very well as a congregation, and as this is a promotion and not an independent search, we don't wish to add any additional work onto members of the community during, obviously, a very busy, taxing season for our church. And we also feel that the congregational interview, the question and answer, and the time spent with Mike and that vote, that will be the most important phase for congregational input. But should the congregation decide to not elect the session as that examination committee, we will bring forward a slate of nominees from the congregation that you can vote on to approve for that as well. So a more detailed conversation about the scope of Mike's position will be in that meeting on the 12th. But for now, we don't imagine drastic changes to what his roles have been in terms of administration, music, and preaching. And just finally, I want to close by saying, and remind us, really, how richly God has blessed us over many, many years with the pastors that he has sent to us and called for us. His faithfulness to Grace and Peace through Aegon and Kurt and Thurman and Mike and Tim. It's really a reminder of the great work that God sees for us to do. So let's be thankful for that. Let's come together as a congregation and celebrate that in this process. So thank you very much for listening. If you have any questions, please come find myself or one of the other ruling elders, and we'll happily talk to you about that. Thank you.